let's take it on over to Jared Blickery here, because speaking of pressure, we got the banks this morning. We got disappointing retail sales. We got the numbers we were just talking about. None of it equals green on your screen for the markets.
No, except for energy, and what a story that's been. But we'll get to the banks in a second here. Let me just pull up the Wi-Fi interactive so we can see what's going on inside the market. Energy, there's that green square, only up 0.33%. Not much of a move, but financials taking it on the chin to the downside, down 2%, led by JP Morgan off of that FIC and equities trading miss, followed by materials here and industrials and consumer discretionary. So the cyclicals and the value trade, except for energy, really flagging right now. So let's take a look at these. There's JP Morgan down 6%. Guess what? This is going to be its worst earnings reaction since 2011. Let's just put a 10-year chart on JP Morgan. Well, that's kind of impressive there. But you take a look at what's happened over the last year, really a lot of choppy sideways action for what is now the biggest credit card issuer in the world. And let's take a look at Citigroup, also down after its earnings announcements. It's relatively flat, down 5% over the trailing year. Finally, Wells Fargo has been the outperformer recently. It broke out of its trading range and has been hitting multi-year highs. Let's get a max chart and see where that compares. Yeah, they're reaching their 2015, 2016 highs. So we'll have to see if anything comes of that to get today, getting pretty close. The travel sector was in the green yesterday, but not today. I'm not sure if it's Omicron fears or just general market weakness, but I think yesterday was clear that it was really all about the inflation numbers. And today, a lot of focus on the retail sales numbers. This is a home builders. I was looking for China stocks, another patch of green, but those retail sales numbers didn't really move the market as soon as they came out, but there is going to be a lot of focus on them today. The Citi Economic Surprise Index has been turning down. So the economic data has not been coming in quite as strong. Those inflation numbers, yes, but those are not good when they're high. And then we had a Bank of America's Michael Hartnett come out this morning. He is rather bearish on earnings, especially this year. He says they were up 40% last summer, going to be maybe 5% this summer. And going into the second half of the year, they could turn negative. So he sees, and I'm going to go to a chart of the S&P 500 now. He sees 44,000 in the S&P 500 before 5,000. You can see where the current price is. The high in the S&P 500 was on the first day of the year, this is a one-year chart here, is 4,800 and change. If we go back down to 4,000, that's going to be somewhere down here, I think. That's a 17% decline. So just watch out below there. It could be kind of a rocky year, at least according to the way analysts are interpreting things right now, guys.
Yeah, I mean, he's certainly not the only strategist to have said we could see a correction at some point. But to sort of put it in those stark terms and to talk about the depth of that correction we could see, that sort of hits different, doesn't it? All right, Jared Blickery, thank you so much. Appreciate it.